Hear the word of the Lord, O children of Israel, for the Lord has a case against the people of the land. There is no truth, no love in devotion, and no knowledge of God in the land. Cursing and lying, murder and stealing and adultery are rampant. One act of bloodshed follows another. Therefore the land mourns, and all who dwell in it will waste away with the beasts of the field and the birds of the air. Even the fish of the sea disappear. But let no man contend, let no man offer reproof, for your people are like those who contend with a priest. You will stumble by day, and the prophet will stumble with you by night. So I will destroy your mother. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because you have rejected knowledge, I will also reject you as my priests. Since you have forgotten the law of your God, I will also forget your children. The more they multiply, the more they sinned against me. They exchange their glory for a thing of disgrace. They feed on the sins of my people and set their hearts on iniquity. And it shall be like people, like priests. I will punish both of them for their ways and repay them for their deeds. They will eat, but not be satisfied. They will be promiscuous, but not multiply. For they have stopped obeying the Lord. Promiscuity, wine and new wine take away understanding. My people consult their wooden idols, and their divining rods inform them. For a spirit of prostitution leads them astray, and they have played the harlot against their God. They sacrifice on the mountaintops and burn offerings on the hills, under oak, poplar and terebinth, because their shade is pleasant. And so your daughters turn to prostitution, and your daughters-in-law to adultery. I will not punish your daughters when they prostitute themselves, nor your daughters-in-law when they commit adultery. For the men themselves go prostitutes and offer sacrifices which shrine prostitutes. So a people without understanding will come to ruin. Though you prostitute yourself, O Israel, may Judah avoid such guilt. Do not journey to Gilgal, do not go up to Beth-Aven, and do not swear on oath, as surely as the Lord lives. For Israel is as obstinate as a stubborn heifer. Can the Lord now shepherd them like lambs in an open meadow? Ephraim is joined to idols, leave him alone. When their liquor is, their rulers dearly love disgrace.
The whirlwind has wrapped them in its wings, and their sacrifices will bring them back.